WAWOTA. The Wawota Wildlife Federation held a dinner and auction on October 21. The organization, which is a branch of the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation, saw a rise in membership from 240 to 471 this year. Membership is open to anyone interested in conservation and with a passion for the outdoors, hunting and fishing in the area. Please contact Brittany Clements at 306-495-4013. President Werner Skeppel and Secretary Leanne Porter thanked the community and members for their support of this fundraiser and their continued efforts and commitment to the club. Their message for the event and for the year-round pledge is the importance of the preservation and management of wildlife and fish populations, and for the responsible use of the land and water and their bounty, now and for years to come. The focus on the youth as rising shepherds of the wilderness and its resources. The fall fundraiser was a tremendous success, with a sold-out crowd at 200 guests and various volunteers from the club. The evening included supper, dozens of silent and live auction items, and numerous other draws. Doors opened at 5 p.m. with supper at 6:30. The meal included domestic and wild meat and fixings. It was prepared by Norm Oliver and Reggie Wilson. The local 4-H group assisted with several duties including serving, selling tickets and cleaning up. The live auction began shortly after the meal. The funds raised this year will go towards the re-establishment of the multi-day camp, upgrading the life jackets for canoeing the Pipestone Creek and improving archery equipment. This year the club was only able to offer day camps at the branch-sponsored rest area west of town. 6 to 10-year-olds did crafts, built birdhouses, learned how to build a fire safely as a group, went on a hike and learned about safety and survival. The 11 to 15-year-olds did orientating, learned about survival skills in the wilderness, built a shelter and practiced archery and shooting skills with air rifles. The Wapella chapter has expressed an interest in partnering with Wawota. Anders Stacey taught a firearm safety course to a group of 12 enrolled students. The Canadian Firearms License, Possession and Acquisition License had an enrollment of 14 this year. These programs rely on volunteers to assist and teach these skills. Anyone interested in getting involved is welcome to contact the branch through Clements or any executive member. The Wawota branch is working with the Langbank community to develop an archery club for its members and the public to take classes in the skill. Langbank has offered the use of the school and curling club as sites for the new facility. This year saw the Wawota chapter introduce and release 200 trout fingerlings into the Wawota rest area pond. Anyone with a valid fishing license is welcome to come and fish the pond. The chapter is proud to be the group responsible for improving and maintaining the 80-acre camp, picnic, and hiking area. The club has historically done this, and the efforts continue. The site is open to the public. Visitors from BC to Quebec have enjoyed the use of the area. A sizable portion of these funds raised over the year go towards these projects. The Wawota chapter has also released 200 male and female pheasants into the RMs of Waukon and Walpole. 50 roosters and 150 females were released to build up the population that often has a challenging time weathering the Saskatchewan winters. The overall goal is to help grow Saskatchewan's pheasant population throughout the province in various areas, in conjunction with the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation's Habitat Trust Fund. These are protected parcels of land that are purchased directly through the fund or through generous donations. The Wawota Wildlife Federation is the second largest contributor to the protection of these local parcels of land used for hunting, recreation and memorials. Porter further invited anyone with an inquiry or idea for further club development and growth to consider joining. Innovative ideas, interests and contacts are important to the club's future and the success of the local efforts. The organization meets every third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. at the Wawota branch of the Royal Canadian Legion Hall.